Shepherds 3. Okay, this vision dream actually was sent to me from Jerusalem on the 9th of December. It's for your discernment. I'm going to read the dream, and then I'm going to give a commentary on it from some scriptures. I do not know who had the dream. The woman who sent it to me is in Jerusalem. I also recognize that it seems that the phrasing is that perhaps this person was European. I don't, and they use some Hebraisms, and the way the sentence is structured, I don't know that English is really their first language. But this is for your discernment. It's quite interesting. Some of it has come to pass. So, Lord, we just commit it to you. Holy Spirit, give us discernment in Jesus' name. Grace and shalom to you from Elohim, our Father, and the Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. I had a dream from the Lord. In the dream, there were three malakim. Malakim are angels or holy ones, standing in front of me, and one of them told me, "We are going to show you what is going to happen next in Israel and all over the world." And then the Malak showed me a scroll of the prophet Haggai, and in the scroll I saw a scripture with a date, and the date was the 21st day of the 7th month. And the Malak showed me that in our own man-made calendar, that equaled the 7th of October. And I heard him saying this was the first judgment. And then the Malak showed me again the scroll, and I saw another scripture with a date, and the date was 24th day of the 9th month. The Malak then showed me that in our man-made calendar, that equaled the date 9th of December. And then the Malak showed me the scroll again. And I saw the scripture of Haggai where it said, "From this day on, I will be overthrowing the kingdoms and destroying the nations." And then I heard a very loud voice from heaven that was like the sound of many waters that said, "This will be the second and final judgment." And then I saw in a vision that the sky was filled with nuclear missiles coming down into Jerusalem. And then I also saw hundreds of missiles taking off from Israel, heading upwards. I heard then many very loud explosions in heaven as the nuclear missiles were destroyed in the air by Israel. I also saw USA counterattacking on behalf of Israel through backfiring to the nation that was sending the missiles. I saw Israel being able to destroy most of the missiles, but there was one single missile that she couldn't destroy. And I saw that missile hitting Jerusalem. And then I saw an enormous explosion and Jerusalem being instantly destroyed and turning into a ball of fire. And I was shown in the dream that there were absolutely no survivors whatsoever from that explosion in Jerusalem. And then I was shown the rest of Israel, and I saw Israel being devastated yet not completely destroyed by the effects of the nuclear explosion. And I saw many people getting sick and dying because of the radioactivity and the nuclear winds and dying of terrible, painful deaths. And then I asked the Malak, "Why did this have to happen?" And he answered me, "Judgment is coming to the whole world, but it needs to start in Zion." So physically, that would be Jerusalem. And of course, there's spiritual Zion. And then he showed me the scroll of the prophet Ezekiel. And I saw this scripture that says, "Start with my sanctuary." The Malak then told me, "Zion needs to be clean first to be then restored to its original condition." I was then shown a scroll of the prophet Isaiah that said, "And the law will come out of Zion." And then the Malak told me that the first judgment had been sent by the Creator because of the unrepentance and sin of Israel. Because they were keeping the Feast of Sukkot the wrong way, through keeping it according to their own man-made calendar instead of his calendar, and therefore they were keeping his Kadosh days as ordinary and ordinary days as Kadosh. And then the Moloch told me that the second and last judgment was sent by the Creator, because he had been given Israel 2 months to repent. But instead of Israel repenting, they still insisted in rebelling against him through keeping a pagan feast that was never ordered by him, instead of keeping the feast of his Torah. And then I saw Satan himself and his demons rejoicing and dancing with the Jewish people. And I saw a 9-head menorah that was lit using blood instead of olive oil. And I saw a horrible-looking beast that was hysterically laughing and yelled, Hanukkah! And then the Moloch told me, Jerusalem has come to be Sodom and Gomorrah, and therefore it will have its same ending. And then I saw Yahushua with his disciples, and he was saying, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah it will be. And then the Moloch told me, we are the same Malachim that warned Abraham to escape from Sodom and Gomorrah before it was destroyed. And now we are warning you to do the same. Beloved brothers, these same three Malachim that warned Abraham. Okay, so I will comment on this. There are a couple of ways to look at some of these passages that are problematic. But it depends upon which stance you're looking at it. If you're looking like the keeping of the Torah and the holidays, well, what does that mean? Religious Jews, or does that mean the Hebrew, the believers, as they call them over there? Okay, so I'm going to discuss this in the next segment.